At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Flexify 2 Your Job Search Evolve podcast. I'm your host, Trina, and today we're diving into something that keeps so many people up at night. Why those job applications aren't turning into interviews. You know that feeling, right? You're sitting there, staring at your laptop, sending out what feels like your 100th application this week. Your resume's polished, you've written yet another cover letter, and you're qualified, maybe even overqualified. But the interviews, radio silence. Today, I want to focus on something that works, something that's generated real results. I'm talking about coffee chats. Not the awkward, please give me a job kind, but the kind that leads to opportunities. Let me tell you about Denise. Denise had been applying to various companies for months with zero luck. Then she tried something different. Instead of sending another application into the void, she reached out to someone at one of the top six companies on her list for coffee. Denise didn't just say, "Can we grab coffee?" She did it right. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. Let's talk about the reach out. Here's what most people get wrong. They make it all about themselves. "I'd love to pick your brain," or "I'd love a few minutes of your time." Delete those phrases from your vocabulary right now. Instead, try this. Look at their recent worker post. Find something specific that genuinely interests you. Then lead with that. Something like, "I saw your project on AI ethics and it reminded me of my research on," see what I did there? You're starting a conversation, not just asking for a favor. Now let's tackle the elephant in the room. Who exactly should you reach out to? This trips up most people. Here's the hierarchy of effectiveness. From my experience and data showing that 80% of professionals consider networking essential, your first choice should be someone you share a connection with. Warm introductions through your existing network can dramatically increase your chances of getting a response. A second choice to consider is alumni from your school or previous companies. They're more likely to feel like an affinity with your background. A third choice is people who've recently switched to your target role or company. They remember the journey and often want to help others. As a last resort, senior leaders or hiring managers. Everyone reaches out to them, making it harder to stand out. Now, about those response rates. Let's get real. Cold outreach typically gets a 1-5% response rate, but I've seen people boost that to 20% or higher with the right approach. The secret? Don't spray and pray. Focus on having actual conversations instead of selling yourself. Here's a pro tip that few people know. Use the 2-2-2 rule. Never reach out to more than two people at any company or office at the same time. It prevents awkward situations where everyone realizes they got the same message. Let me share something that happened to a friend of mine, Tanya, a former colleague. She kept messaging VPs and directors, getting nowhere. Then she switched to reaching out to people who'd been in her target role for about 2 years. Guess what? Her response rate jumped from 0-30%. Why? Because these folks were senior enough to know the lay of the land, but junior enough to remember their own job search struggles. When you're facing radio silence, try these moves. Start by checking your timing. Mondays and Fridays are dead zones. Aim for Tuesday through Thursday, preferably morning hours. Then, if someone doesn't respond, wait 2 weeks and try a different angle. Maybe they've published something interesting or their company made news. That's your new conversation starter. Now, if you're still striking out, step back and reassess your target list. Sometimes we get fixated on one company or role when there are better fits right next door. Remember, 70% of jobs are never published publicly. They're filled through these exact kinds of conversations we're talking about. That's not just a statistic, it's your opportunity. Now comes the part that makes people nervous, sending that message. I'm breaking it down into a formula that works. The first line of the message, make it personal. something specific about their work. The second line of the message should be your quick story. Keep it to one sentence. The third line of the message is the ask. Be specific about time, 20 to 30 minutes over coffee. And the final line of the message, make it easy for them. Suggest specific times. Here's the part where most people mess up. The actual coffee chat is scheduled. They show up unprepared, hoping to wing it, and that's a big mistake. Instead, do this. Get there early, like 15 minutes early, whether it be a Zoom meeting or in person. Get your coffee or your beverage, find a quiet spot, and review your notes. Yes, notes. You should have at least 5 specific questions ready. And please, for the love of all things career-related, offer to pay for their coffee or beverage. It's a small investment in your future. During the chat, remember these golden rules. Listen more than you talk. Take notes, but not like you're in a lecture. Just key points. Never, ever ask directly for a job. Keep track of time and respect their schedule. I'm going to dig into the part that no one talks about, the follow-up. It's just as important as the chat itself. Within 24 hours, send a thank you note, but not just any thank you note. Reference specific things that you discussed. Show them their time mattered. Remember Denise? Her coffee chat led to 3 more introductions. Those led to 2 interviews. And yes, she got the job. But here's what's interesting. It wasn't at the company where she had the first coffee chat. It was through a connection she made through that first conversation. Before we wrap up, here's your homework. Look at your LinkedIn network. Find 3 people whose work genuinely interests you. Draft those outreach messages using the formula that we discussed. Don't send them yet. We'll review some examples in next week's episode. Remember, you're not just looking for a quick coffee. You're building relationships that could shape your entire career. Sometimes the best opportunities come from the most casual conversations. Tune in next week. We'll dive into the art of the follow-up, including template messaging that you can use to turn your coffee chats into job offers. You don't want to miss it. This is Trina signing off. Until next week, be kind, keep it positive, and you can win if you don't quit.